Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now Chicago can use the clock as well. Automatically, right now they're in field goal range. They want to get seven. They can use the clock. Williams throwing, and it's caught for the touchdown by DJ Moore. Forget about the clock. Just take the lead when you can. 25 yards, six plays, 66 yards in 68 seconds. All over Soldier Field. Hearts beating furiously. It's dropped. Love looking. One last gasp. Moving guys around. Fires to the end zone. And it is broken up. The Bears win it. And a crazy one. Pounder Gordon took care of it. That's a very cursory handshake. No love lost between these two guys. And the Chicago Bears will play a game next weekend, right here.
Caleb, Ben mentioned that you're in the noise from the Packers leading up this weekend. Did you notice that? Was that something you took exception to or a little bit of motivation from?
Yeah. They wanted us. That's what I heard. They wanted it, and they got it.
And now it's time for Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Well, we are live on a Sunday morning. Good morning, everybody out there. I bet your morning is off to a great start, and I can also guess why. In front of 60,000-plus last night at Soldier Field, in front of Brian Urlacher and Devin Hester, in front of Vince Vaughn, even Tom Ricketts was there. Way to go, Tom Ricketts. In front of millions watching at home, the Bears beat the Packers in a game that we will probably never forget. With that, we say good morning. Also, most importantly, we will open up those phone lines, 312-644-6767. So many different directions to go, but most importantly, how will you remember this game? Did you take it in at Soldier Field? Were you there? What was it like? The reaction on the couch in your house, in your home, what was that like? 312-644-6767. Where does this game rank in most memorable Bears games in your lifetime? If you are living under a rock, and I mean a big giant boulder, then you may not have heard that the Bears beat the Packers last night 31-27. There are so many stats in this game from a team that was down 21-3 at halftime to score 25 points in the fourth quarter to snap a three-game postseason losing streak by this Bears team and to win for the first time in the playoffs since 2010. Tyler Farrago is on the other side of the glass. Tyler has not seen a Bears victory since he was 9 years old. The man is 24 years old. He finally got to see another Bears postseason victory. And this is one that has all of the fixings of the game that we will never forget. You know, I was fortunate enough to be covering a lot of these Bears games. And for a while, I went 5 or 6-0 when doing the overnight shows covering these games. And when I covered the Lions' loss, so the last game of the year when the Bears clinched the 2 seed, and so they were going back to the playoffs for the first time in 7 years, but it didn't feel overly special because of the way that they played against the Detroit Lions. And one of the things that I felt most strongly about why it didn't feel great is because they felt mortal in that loss to the Lions, right? They felt human. And the way that the Bears were winning these games felt a little bit like the magic had run out, or it's not a way that you can win in the playoffs, right? They took it down in the final minutes against the San Francisco 49ers, didn't get it done in Santa Clara, and as bad as they looked against the Detroit Lions, came down in the final minutes there, could not get it done in that game either. So you think, all right, Ben Johnson's going to put together the best game plan possible. It's at Soldier Field. The Packers had lost 4 in a row. And so forget magic, forget the way that they'd been winning games, because that doesn't work in the playoffs, right? The Bears are going to have to just play a great 4 quarters. And this is a team that was 11-6, the 2 seed, and you think, yeah, they can do that. They can absolutely just play a traditional style of winning playoff football, and that's be, you know, good enough in some areas, great in others, but most importantly, get off to a great start. Or get off to a great first quarter, or get off to a great first half. That was probably the worst half of football they played the entire season. All of your concerns about the defense, man, they were right at the forefront. I mean, the Packers wide receivers were wide open. Even in condensed field in the red zone, how did they get so open? And then the Bears offense, like, wait a minute, Ben Johnson's supposed to be, you know, supposed to be the one that has all the answers, that can drop all the plays and all the creativity. And that wasn't there either. 21-3 at halftime. And then, oh, here they come. Now, even that may have took a quarter. I will say, defensively, immediately, the Bears defense looked different in the third quarter. I mean, they got a stop, which is as shocking as it seemed like was never going to happen in that game. But you make your way to the fourth quarter and sprinkling that magic dust that we've seen, it feels magical, but perhaps more importantly, this is why you aim for the number one overall pick and hope there is a quarterback there. This is why you oftentimes have to tank to get to the top so you can find yourself with a generational talent. And so when we say things like, this is a Bears game you will never forget, it has to do with the guy wearing the number 18 jersey. It has to do with Caleb Williams. And yes, Ben Johnson, I think, is going to do some pretty spectacular things in Chicago. And if the Bears are truly great, it will be because of his offense. But if the Bears are going to do something really special, we were reminded last night that it is not the guys on the whiteboard drawing it up. It is the ones on the field who can do the spectacular. And Jordan Love, what made me so nervous about this game is because Jordan Love, or if it was Matthew Stafford, or if it was going to be Brock Purdy, any top-tier quarterbacks, you let them hang out in the pocket, they will beat you if you cannot rush the quarterback and if you cannot play great coverage in the secondary. But as good as Jordan Love was under clear skies, it was Caleb Williams in the storm that was spectacular. And this is a play. When we talk about this game, you know, this one may need to sit and simmer and cook for a while before we attach this highlight, this memorable moment, to maybe Caleb Williams' entire career in his time in Chicago.
So it's 4th down and 8. As we get to the Green Bay 49, Williams chased, throws, and it's caught at the 30-yard line. Will Meduse on a 4th and 8 keeps it going.
Are you kidding me? This is why when Caleb Williams is coming out of USC, USC. It was plays like this that made everybody go, this guy is just one of one as far as his abilities. Think about what's at stake. It's fourth down. Game is over, and he throws it up and over the defender right into the hands of a Doomsday.
That was a call on Prime. Al Michaels, Kirk Herbstreit. The score right there, 27-16, 4th and 8, 5:38 to go. And that play made by Caleb Williams into the arms of Rome Odunze. Without that play, they do not win that game. It is one of the best postseason plays in recent memory that I can remember to extend a game to lead to a comeback like that. Again, the Bears trailed 21-6 heading into the fourth quarter and 21-3 at the half. How do you come back and win those games? Because that offense didn't all of a sudden start humming in the third quarter, not even close. How do you win games like that? It takes special moments, and most importantly, it takes special players. And in the chaos in the final moments, Jordan Love wasn't there. In the chaos in the storm, Caleb Williams was, and that's why they came out on top 31-27. Again, we say good morning, Jets Richards with you all the way until 10 o'clock. I am here to hear from you, most importantly. I want to hear your experience. I want to hear what this Bears game means to you. Who was more impressive on what we watched on Saturday night? Was it Ben Johnson or was it Caleb Williams for them to come out victorious? 312-644-6767. Really, let's celebrate this victory together. I cannot believe that you have to go all the way back to 1941 for the first, and then the second playoff matchup besides last night was 2010, right? The two previous times the Bears and Packers met up, one of them was at Wrigley Field. The Bears and Packers, December 14th, 1941, a week after Pearl Harbor Day, was the last time besides 2010 when the Bears and the Packers met up. So this was special for so many different reasons. But most importantly, at the top of the list, it's because it was the Green Bay Packers. Again, you have to be maybe here in Chicago or there in Green Bay. I know people know that it is the oldest and the longest running rivalry in NFL history. But if you remember that they had just met up two times in the playoffs previously, it tells you that they haven't always been great at the same time, right? There were a number of times, even in the regular season, where they hadn't done things where both teams were up over 500 in the season, five games up over 500 when they met up. It just doesn't happen all that often. Then you dive a little bit deeper, the bad blood between Ben Johnson and Matt LaFleur, which is becoming maybe the best storyline in all of the NFL if Matt LaFleur is able to survive and keep his job in Green Bay. And then the Packers standing on the middle of the field, where there was beef all the way from the start of this one. We'll get to the phone line, 312-644-6767. Again, we will take your texts as well. It is a game that we will not soon forget. Let's hear from Caleb Williams. After the game, getting the game balls, phone line starting to light up. We'll get to you, 312-644-6767. Caleb Williams, so much of this season was, gosh, remember he said a couple weeks ago, I didn't even know if Ben Johnson liked me. Fast forward to now, what was Ben Johnson trying to carve out of Caleb Williams? Well, how about a playoff-winning quarterback? Here he is getting the game ball.
Tell you what, man. Fourth and ten. I don't think either one of his feet was on the ground when he threw this ball.
Ice.
But it's just straight ice.
I said last night, you make your money in the regular season, but in the postseason, legacy, your name, everything. And so that's us. It's not me. I'm not, obviously, game ball or whatever. That's us. Us. I want to keep going. We have to get better. All right? We have to start. We have to be on the details. We have to execute. Pinned all of that to be able to get where we want to go. And yes, I want to be here. I want to, I want to do this with y'all.
Yes, sir.
So it starts tomorrow, starts the next day.
Yeah.
Let's go, bro.
All right, so that was Caleb Williams getting the game ball. By the way, Caleb in the fourth quarter, 195 total yards, two touchdown passes, no interceptions, a 110 passer rating. Caleb Williams in the game, 24 of 48, 361 passing yards. That is the second most in his career, by the way. Two touchdowns, most passing yards in a playoff game in Bears history. You probably could have guessed that if you watch enough of Bears football. Jason, you're first in line. We'll get to you in just a moment. But this was a really special moment as well. Before Caleb turned it back over to his head coach, they also had a game ball for Ben.
Hey!
No.
Hey!
Hey! Oh!
15 years, they said. You know, it's the, you know, haven't beaten, you know, Green Bay or whatever since, whatever. Right? Talk heavy. Look at this guy right here.
First playoff win.
Everything he's done for us as a coach, everything the other coaches have done for us. Mm-hmm. You know, and it started with him, with bringing in everybody and
get emotional.
And all of that, right? And for me personally, he's been, For me personally, he's been monumental in my life so far.
Yeah.
And, to his first playoff win as Chicago Bears. Yeah.
It is just, it is incredible television. It is incredible social media. Wherever you are watching the good, better, best wrap-ups after these games, it is why we invest what we invested. If you went to the game last night, I can only imagine what you spent. But more importantly than money is your time. And why do you invest your time like we do in these teams, right? Why do you invest in the Bears, perhaps even taking a look at what they've given you over the last 15 years? It's because when moments like that happen, you are a part of it. The Bears do not win that game in Green Bay. I 100% believe that. It does not win without the support of a city. And so when your eyes start to water, when you see Caleb get emotional when talking to Ben Johnson and giving him a game ball, it's because you are invested and rightfully so.
And then did you see after Ben got the game ball in that video, the first thing he said was, make sure when you talk to the media, you tell them that the crowd had a part in the Bears winning this game tonight.
1,000%.
So powerful.
They do not win that game, and I'm telling you, they have a much, much better chance winning this upcoming weekend because they are still at home. Right? I mean, that is one of the most beautiful parts about what happened last night is not only do we get another one here at Soldier Field. It will either be the Rams or the Eagles. Right? If the 49ers win as a 6 seed, then they will play the 1 seed as the Seattle Seahawks. I will take either of them. We'll have plenty of time to dissect who, you know, what that matchup will be and even talk about perhaps at some point who we'd prefer. Bring on either of them. 312-644-6767. Let yourself dream as big as possible with what we saw down 21-3 and half down 20. They only got a field goal in the third quarter to score 25 points in the fourth to come back and win that game. Let's celebrate it together. Where were you? How will you remember this game? 312-644-6767. Jason is hitting leadoff with us on the score on a great Sunday morning. Hey, Jason, what's going on?
Good. How you doing? Can you hear me?
I can.
Hey, so I had a 12-year-old boy celebrating a birthday party. My son is a diehard Bears fan. Like, he cries when they lose. It's actually pretty sad. and they were all down there. I'll tell you what makes me most happy, I've been a Bears fan my entire life, and I've been through it all just like you and everyone else, is to see the smile on these boys' face that are 12 years old. They all dream to be quarterbacks. They dream to be in the NFL someday, and they're happy as could be. That's what it's all about. And the funny part about it is this is unprompted, but I have video of them. My son led it. He took his shirt off and he did the whole good, better, best chant, and all of his 12 buddies were doing it back to him. It's unbelievable.
Come on. Jason, have you shared that? Yeah, is it out on social media anywhere?
Yeah, I'll share it with you. I'll share it with you on what medium do you like? Facebook, Twitter, or what?
That's fine. Yeah, no, attach the score anywhere.
And we'd like to share that. Because that, again, like you said, right? Like that, that's what it's all about. So your son turned 12. How many kids did you have over?
There was like 12 kids. And, you know, for the first half, I felt terrible. I'm like, this is the worst birthday ever.
Yes. Yeah. You know? Yeah. And so you let him stay up late.
To see the smile. And these kids were hugging each other. Like, you know, and the thing is, like, you know it. This feels different. This is different than 2010. This is different than, I'd even say before that. It feels a little bit more, even the Hester days, it feels just different. I don't know.
Jason, can I ask you why it feels different? I certainly have my opinions, but why does it feel different to you?
Because I don't think we had all, well, I should say the defense isn't there yet, but I don't think we've had all facets clicking like this at one time.
Yeah. No, I would agree. Jason, happy belated birthday. What's your son's name?
Miles.
Miles. Happy belated 12th birthday to Miles. Jason, please, on Twitter, if you could, tag the score, 6-7 the score in that video. We will share it. 12-year-old's going nuts. A good, better, best kind of birthday, Jason. Thanks for the call.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, take care. 312-644-6767. We're taking your reaction. Let's duck in one more. Tyler, if we could, let's go to Steve from the South Side this morning after an incredible Bears victory we will probably never forget. Hey, Steve, what's going on?
Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, man, I'm 65 years old. I've been watching Bears football for 50 years, man. I'm going to tell you something. That game yesterday, it was unbelievable. Caleb Williams is the truth. He's the real deal. He is the Iceman. To come back 25 points in the fourth quarter was unbelievable. I'm going to tell you something. I love this team, and I think they have a shot. It was absolutely breathtaking to watch that team come back and win that game. It was breathtaking, man. To be honest with you, I thought I was going to have a heart attack. I'm just teasing, man. But those guys stepped up in the second half, man. The defense stepped up. Caleb Williams is a monster, man. He's just scratching the surface how good this team is going to be, how good he's going to be. And I don't really have words to describe it, but I'm going to tell you one thing. Jordan Love is not the truth. I've been saying that. I'm going to talk to my buddies about him. He can play. He can play. He's not Caleb, and he don't have the clutch gene. He just doesn't have it. Caleb Williams has it, and we have something special going in Chicago. Just stand by this team. I don't care about completion percentage. You know, everybody or the national media want to talk about completion percentage. It doesn't. It's a stat, but it's about winning. It's about big plays. It's about making things happen. It's about being special. And Chicago, let me tell you something, we have a quarterback. We've been starving for a quarterback for years. We have one. This guy is special. He's going to take us. I don't know how far he's going to take us, but, hey, enjoy the ride, folks. Enjoy the ride. Hey, I love your show, my brother. Thank you so much for taking my call. Let's go Bears. Bear down.
Bear down. Steve, great call. Thanks so much. Yeah, 312-644-6767. As I said, Steve, you know, that game went kind of like the stats said it would a little bit, where if Jordan Love is in a clean pocket, he is arguably the best in the league. At least he was in 2025. More disruption, an uglier pocket, he was closer to the worst in the league. Early in the game, way too clean a pocket, and he was slicing and dicing this Bears defense. Now, what does Caleb Williams do best? Yes, we want him to start, you know, start fast. And by the way, they did start fast. It was their first points from their previous 9 games. They had not scored in an opening drive since the Bengals game. But when those clear skies got murky, when those clear skies got rainy, and Caleb Williams had to do the dirty work, because we all know he can throw it from the pocket. But at times when you have to go, because that script flipped where it was Jordan Love playing with the lead. Right? It was Jordan Love with a clean pocket. And everything was good when that uniform was clean. But that final drive, and because, you know, you talk about what we've watched in the past, it was the Packers who missed the extra point to make this a 3-point game or a 4-point game where they needed a touchdown instead of a field goal. And so as this game got stormy for Caleb, it was when he rose to the occasion. And when Jordan Love was under fire, it wasn't there. 312-644-6767. We are here to hear from you. It is a game. I try not to be hyperbolic. We will never forget that game. It is that simple. We will never forget that game. And the question still luckily leans on, what else can this 2025 team do, right? I mean, what more magic do they have up their sleeve? There is so much great audio coming out of this. This was a very, very personal game. This was not a game where it was just because they've been rivals for over 100 years. This was personal between the players. This was personal between the coaches. We'll get into some of that audio coming up next. More of your phone calls, your text, 312-644-6767. We'll hear from Ben Johnson on the identity of this team. That's coming up next on 6M of the Score.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Keep the offense out there. Two-point try to make it a field goal difference. Williams backing up. Has time. Throws. Caught. 2 points. Who else? Poston Loveland.
Yeah, it's pretty high up there. Yeah, it's pretty high up there. We got bigger goals, though. We got bigger dreams. So definitely going to cherish this one and take it for what it is. But we got a long way to go.
All right, that was a call on Prime. That was the voice of Colston Loveland, the budding young star, the tight end of the Chicago Bears, who win this game yesterday. Colston targeted 15 times. It gives you an idea of where number 18 Caleb Williams is seeing him, how often he wants to go to him. But Colson Levin, 8 receptions, 137 yards, just one stat on the game that Colson Levin had for the Chicago Bears last night. Again, Loveland is just the second rookie tight end since the merger with a 100-plus yard playoff game. That merger goes back to the 1970s. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Chicago. What a game it was last night. 312-644-6767. Let me count the ways. John, we'll get to you first on the phone. 312-644-6767. Where were you? Were you there? Were you at home? What was it like? How will you remember this game? We are with you all the way until 10 a.m. Bears beat the Packers 31-27. Again, the Bears were down 21-3 at halftime. The Bears scored 25 points in the fourth quarter. So it was 21-6 to start the fourth. That is the largest comeback in playoff franchise history. That is the seventh game-winning drive of the season for the Bears. The Bears are only the fourth team in postseason history to win a playoff game when trailing by 15-plus points in the fourth quarter. It is also the largest postseason collapse in Green Bay Packers history. If that isn't enough, I don't know what is. 312-644-6767. Bill from Edgewater is with us on the score. Hey, Bill, good morning.
Good morning. It's a great day. I'm out here having my victory cigar. And what I'm calling about, a couple of keys to the game, that when the Packers had their last drive, one of the keys was when they had no timeouts, that 10-second runoff helped the Bears.
Yes, it did.
And then, on I believe it was the next play, when Montez Sweat hit Jordan Love's arm, which was a great play by him, since they didn't have a, you know, what, a four-man rush, I believe, or a three-man rush, you know.
Bill, how's that victory cigar taste at 7:32 in the morning?
Well, being a season ticket holder for 50 years, this is probably the second best after when they won the Super Bowl in the 85 season.
Were you there? Were you there last night?
Yeah, no, I wasn't. A friend of mine wanted to take his daughter, so I sold him the tickets, you know.
Oh, Bill. But
I go to a lot of away games, though. I mean, I've been in. And I got one more thing to say before I hang up. It's all about the U. The U's going to beat Indiana. Have a good day.
Okay, thanks, Bill. One shot at Indiana out the door there. 312-644-6767. Al Michaels, and I, you know, you've heard it from a lot of people. Al Michaels, who, I mean, is Al 80, 81? I mean, whatever, you know.
81.
Al Michaels, 81 years old. The man said, stands by, he's never had vegetables in his whole life. So you young kids out there, next time mom says eat your veggies, remind them of Al Michaels.
I've heard that before, but how is that actually possible?
Well, Al describes it as saying that he had young parents who said eat whatever you want. That's actually Al's reasoning as to why he didn't eat them young and why he never bothered to eat them when he'd older. But Al, he said this was his 31st game that he had called at Soldier Field. 31st. And he said he'd never felt the stadium shake like that. I mean, you talk about the 12th man, or as Brian Urlacher would say, the fourth phase. The fourth phase absolutely brought it. And as bad as things were in the first half, offensive and defensively, the defense got up to speed faster than the offense did to make it a game. Again, the second half, the Bears outscored the Packers 28-6 to win this game. My goodness. Let's go to John out there on the road. John, what's going on? Good morning. You're on the score.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. First, I have to say I got to experience that game with my oldest daughter at my buddy's house. She got to watch the Bears beat the Packers, so I got to get that out of the way.
Awesome.
And there's another thing I'd like to talk about is the play calling. It seemed to me that when the Bears tried to run on second and third down, the Packers were sniffing them out. You know, I just felt like the play calling until, you know, we got to the fourth quarter was not great. You know, Ben Johnson made adjustments. But, I mean, maybe you know more about that than I would. But that's just from my perspective with the play calling. You know, throw an incomplete pass on first down, and then what, right? Like, it feels more secure to run on first. You damage them more. That's all.
John, what do you think this team can do? Like, where are your sights set? I mean, you know, we all watched the first half together. And then we saw the drama and the magic that they had in the second half. But where's your belief in this team?
We already beat the who do we play? I forgot who we might play. It's not the Niners. The Eagle or whoever comes out. I think if Matt Stafford comes to a cold team, we're gonna lose. They're gonna lose. The Rams will. You know, Matt Stafford hasn't played in cold weather in a long time. But I believe we can do it, you know. And I want to see more Tyreek Stevenson. He caused a fumble, like the one or two plays that he was in. He knocked the ball out of Watson's hands. You know, I'd like to see that. That's where my eyes are.
John, thanks for the phone call. You know, and you mentioned the running game. This was not prototypically like what we've seen from the Bears. They only averaged 3.3 yards per carry on the ground. And then you kind of felt like they started to operate from a place of desperation, whether it was going for it on fourth down way too deep on their own side of the field, and you just weren't sure how they were going to get it going. It, you know, this was very unlike a lot of Bears games except for the comeback victory of it. Caleb Williams, it was only the second time this season he threw two interceptions. And the Packers cough the ball up a lot on the ground, and the Bears never fell on it. You know, this was a team that was 10-1 when they won the turnover battle, right? They take care of it and they take it away. They did neither of those things last night. But what was the difference is that Ben Johnson virtually said, we got to throw ourselves to victory. And he talked about in postgame as well, where he knew that Caleb would start to get into a rhythm. 48 passes is not typically what you look at a box score and see what Caleb Williams is doing. Why? Because they established the run. It was not working. 24 for 48 for 361 yards, two touchdowns, and two interceptions for Caleb. Let's go back to the phones. Anthony is on a ship in the Great Lakes. Oh, my goodness. Anthony, thanks for calling the Score this Sunday morning.
How's it going, Bear Down?
Bear Down, Anthony. How you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling great. That was a great game.
Anthony, where does this one stack up for you and the performance of Caleb Williams as a Chicago sports fan? What was it like to watch Caleb do what he did?
It was amazing. So I think he's really starting to stride. I think he's really catching it, and I'm excited to see this game next week. Hopefully we have enough signal out there, but if not, I'll have to wait, and I'm excited for it.
Tell me how you watched this game last night on a boat or on a ship, Anthony.
So we were anchored outside of Cleveland right now, and just barely got enough cell signal to catch it on TV. Played it on my phone.
Was it just you or a lot of people watching it?
Oh, yeah. So the whole ship's filled with Lions fans. I know. And let's just say they were disappointed. They kind of maybe they wished Ben Johnson stayed.
You know what's funny,
but
Anthony?
He's not leaving.
You know what's funny is they may have kind of felt like they would have gotten somewhat of a last lap. Like if the Bears lose in the opening round of the playoffs and the Lions would have beaten them the last game of the year, you know, think about how differently we would have felt about this season. But the Lions nowhere near have anything to say to you as a Bears fan.
No. And you know what? If the Bears had lost this game, I wouldn't have heard it till the end of the season. But maybe I got a chance to convert some of these guys. After all, the Pope's on our side. Maybe they can get some Bears fans on this boat now.
Anthony, thank you for the phone call. Do we dive into what it means for the Pope? I mean, it feels I know he's a Sox fan, but, you know, Cubs got Bregman during this game last night.
Dare I say, bring back the famous, iconic Blues Brothers line? Are they on a mission from God?
From God? Yeah, are they on a mission from God? It certainly feels like it. You just feel better knowing that the Pope was, I don't know what time it is in Rome, but he was up late enjoying this game. Let's hear from Ben Johnson, by the way, because again, like after the San Francisco 49ers loss, the Lions loss, you're like, all right, well, we need to put down the way they were winning these games, and we need to see them get off to a really, really great start, right? Like going back to 2010, when the Bears, it was in 2011, but the 2010 NFC Championship game when the Bears lost to the Packers, Bears were down 14-0. You felt kind of out of it, and it's like, you know, this isn't how you want to operate at home. It was so different. Here's Ben Johnson.
And you've seen this all season. See it again tonight. Are you just amazed by what this team can do?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's our identity here at this point, and some people say it's not sustainable. I don't know. You know, it's the takeaways are, you know, that's who we are on defense and, you know, on offense. It's explosive plays. That's kind of what we've done all year long and coming up in big moments. And as a team, it's just resiliency and knowing that late in the fourth quarter, that's really when we're at our best as a football team. So we'll keep striving to be better earlier in games and starting faster and all that. But, you know, that's gives us something to work towards. But I can't be any more proud of this crew than I am right now.
You know, the resiliency of this team, and most importantly, let's be honest, it's the resiliency of number 18. Caleb Williams in the fourth quarter, 195 total yards, 2 touchdown passes, no interceptions, a 110 passer rating. Anybody ever think back during that game when Caleb was doing something so special to the conversation about the net drill? Remember when Caleb could hit the net in training camp and that was a storyline? And so much was made of Caleb Williams being able to play within the system, which is great, most importantly. But, you know, the more that Caleb didn't hit these intermediate or easier passing routes, it felt a little bit like we'd forgotten about the special. Or that when he did something special, it was like, yeah, but he didn't do it in system. And, you know, yeah, but, you know, you need him to be able to take the layups or throw from the pocket. Never get it confused. You do not win that game if you do not have the quarterback with something special. And that is not just being a system quarterback. That is being the guy that you hope to be. Whether it's a generational talent or otherwise, yes, have belief. Yes, no one gave up. You do not do that without having a quarterback that can deliver. Why have we been talking it for years, if not decades, in Chicago? Because that is the only way you win games when you get off to such a terrible start that they got off to. Let's go to John with us in Naperville on the score. Hey, John, what's going on?
Not much, Mr. Judson. What a game. What a game. Just calling in to say how nice it feels. My entire life, we've never really said we'd rather have our quarterback than Green Bay's. But might not agree with it, but it's something that it's a legit statement. And just ecstatic for the Bears win and learning to master the late night celebrations without waking up the kiddos.
John, was there ever a moment where you thought about turning off that game, or does Caleb make you stick around?
The entire game saying, I can't believe I have to stick around and keep watching, but after this season, there's no way you can turn off one of these games.
John, thanks for the call. 312-644-6767. I've been thinking about and looking back over just some of the best past individual performances in Chicago, right? You have, of course, the flu game, right? You have, of course, Kerry Wood in the 20 strikeout game. Near and dear to my heart, especially after what happened last year, you have the Sandberg game. Where does this rank for you, and where does it stack up in best individual performances by a quarterback or by any Chicago sports athlete, right? Like, where does this fall on that list? And I know that this isn't one that will get them to a championship, but a lot of those other marks that we talked about were in regular season. You know, this was not against the Giants in the comeback victory. This was not against the Bengals in the comeback victory. This was not against the Packers in regular season in that overtime dramatic loss. This was where legacies are built, and this is where Caleb Williams did it. Phone lines are lit. We will continue to celebrate what happened on Saturday night, one of the most dramatic comebacks in Chicago sports history. We're talking about with you on 6-7 The Score all morning long. 312-644-6767. More of your calls coming up next.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
All over Soldier Field, hearts beating furiously. It's Drake! Love looking. One last gasp. Moving guys around. Fires to the end zone, and it is broken up. The Bears win it in a crazy one. Founder Gordon took care of it. That's a very cursory handshake. No love lost between these two guys. And the Chicago Bears will play a game next weekend right here.
Well, obviously, this one is going to hurt for a really, really long time. You know, when you are in complete control of a football game and the script gets flipped in the second half. And it was a lot of self-inflicted things. And, you know, give credit to them. We knew they were a team that could come back and fight. I mean, they proved it all season long, and we had opportunities to kind of put them away, and we didn't get it done.
All right, that was a highlight on Prime. That was Matt LaFleur after the Packers loss. It is the worst collapse in Packers playoff history. It is, on the flip side, the greatest comeback in Bears playoff history. Judson Richards with you until 10 o'clock this morning. Boy, you talk about, you know, a lot of times when these coaches beef and you hear it throughout the media, sometimes it all leads up to kind of a gentle or a more gentlemanly handshake at midfield. It's like, well, why was there so much talking if they're just going to hug and embrace? That was not at all the case of what unfolded with really was a flyby of Ben Johnson's handshake to Matt LaFleur. It looked like to me that Matt LaFleur wanted to stop and shake hands, converse. Ben Johnson had absolutely no interest in that, and it only leads to this tremendous rivalry. I joked, maybe you should call Ben Johnson the Iceman with how he gave it to Matt LaFleur with that handshake. Hey, back to the phone lines in just a moment. We do want to remind you, this afternoon, we have the Wild Card Sunday triple header on the Score, starting with Bills at Jaguars, followed by 49ers and Eagles in the nightcap of the Chargers at the Patriots. Today's triple header coverage begins at noon and continues throughout the day right here on the Score and the Odyssey app. Again, we will take your phone calls all morning long, celebrating, for a lot of you out there, probably the greatest Bears game in the history of your life. Again, like, if you're born after 1986, January of 1986, from the 85 team, you have not watched many major playoff victories. I use the example, my guy Tyler Ferengul on the other side of the glass there. Tyler watched his last playoff victory besides last night when he was 9 years old. Tyler is now shaving and 24 years old. That is how long he has gone between the two of those. 312-644-6767. The Bears were pissed at the Packers, legitimately. You saw it at midfield, and the way that the Packers players were acting and where they were standing on the field over the Bears logo. The Bears took real issue with a lot of the comments made by the Packers heading into this game, mainly by Jeff Hafley, their defense coordinator, which he somewhat guaranteed victory. Good question asked by Chris Emma here at the postgame to Caleb Williams about playing the Packers.
Caleb, Ben mentioned that hearing the noise from the Packers leading up to this weekend. Did you notice that? Was that something you took exception to or motivation from?
Yeah. They wanted us. That's what I heard. They wanted it, and they got it.
They wanted it. And they got it. I, you know, looking at some of the texts coming in, this one's from the 260. I admit to falling asleep by halftime. Yep, shame on me. I had to rewind the second half. I feel really badly for anyone who gave up on that game. I don't know if I could necessarily blame you per se. This text from the 815. Rang says, one of the best games I've watched as a Bears fan. As usual, Caleb Williams played in the fourth quarter, or played great in the fourth quarter, but stinks the first three. The offense wasn't good per se. I stinks. We can dive a little bit more into Caleb Williams' antics on the sidelines. He took major issues with a lot of what was happening with his offense. I loved it, personally. Let's go to Will from the South Side before we get to break. Hey, Will, what's going on? You're on the Score.
Hey, how you doing, man? I just want to say it was a great game, man. Me and my son watched the game last night. And I just had two things real quick. I was just thinking the Packers, they know us the most.
Yeah.
For the teams that's remaining in the playoffs. So I think we got a good chance going forward, you know. And second thing is, can you imagine if we play like that in the first half? Because we basically spotted them 21 points. So, you know, that's all I'm saying.
Will, thanks for the call. And you're right. Like, if we want this miracle ride to continue, I don't know. Maybe this is their blueprint. I mean, right? I mean, you know, I've said numerous times you can't win like this in the playoffs, or this should not be a plan to be bad or behind in the final 2 minutes of the game to come back and win it. And then here we are as the Bears are heading to the divisional round. And Will, I like your point. You're right. Like, the Packers know the Bears really, really well. And if you're curious, it'll either be the Rams or the Eagles. It'll either be the Rams or the Eagles at Soldier Field next weekend. That's what we're watching for. The Rams just snuck by the Carolina Panthers, and then we'll have the 49ers and the Eagles on the Score today. Again, the 49ers being the sixth seed, Seattle Seahawks number one seed. So if they win, you know, the Seahawks will always play the later seed as the number one, and then the Bears will just play the next opponent as a number two. We will continue to take your phone calls, 312-644-6767. Were you there? Or what was it like in your living room? Let's hear about it. Also, the individual performance by Caleb Williams. Where does this rank in Chicago sports lore? Where does this game rank in your memory bank now as a Chicago sports fan? We're talking about it all. That's coming up next on 6-7 The Score.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.